Bank of America Turkey Tuesday. We are live at City Place in Hartford until 3 o'clock. My name is Renee Danino, and I am so excited to be here today raising much needed funds and turkeys for the state of Connecticut. And I am here because of Joe Gianni of Bank of America, because of Jason Jakubowski of Connecticut Food Share, to help continue the tradition of Turkey Tuesday that kicks off Turkey and a 30. So welcome back, my co-hosts, Jason and Joe. It's nice to have you here.
We're
again.
We're still here, ready to be here.
I know. I'm going to stop thanking you for being here. Can I move past that now?
You can stop thanking us.
I'm safe. I'm happy you're here, but I've thanked you 100 times. Now we're going to just take too much time.
Us.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for thinking of me. But now I'm so excited to see my friend, Mayor of West Hartford. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
Hi, Renee. It's so great to see you, and you're doing such great work, and thank you for your support of Food Share for so long. You've been such a great supporter.
I can't wait till you and I get to go hang out in front of the grocery store again and have pizza and fun. We used to do that every. I looked forward to seeing you every year, but next year.
Yeah, next year. Next year.
So Mayor Cantor, she comes out. She collects turkeys. She works hard. She doesn't just support her city. She works in her city. She collects turkeys for West Hartford. Talk a little bit about, you know, the hunger issue and West Hartford and what these kinds of drives mean to you.
They mean the world. And I actually, just full disclosure, I was on the board of Food Share before the merger, and I know firsthand, obviously being the mayor and understanding what happens in our community, there's a lot of people in need that has been so acute during the pandemic, but now with other financial issues, inflation and other things that are hitting the world, really, but all our communities as well, it's really important to support people in their food insecurities. And so I'm so grateful for the work Food Share does. We have a new Food Share location. They've continued to work with us when needs have become a little more acute, and I'm just really grateful to have that support because we surely can't do it on our own, and without Food Share, a lot of people would be going hungry. So,
and you're not just a part of the Food Share family, right?
No, she's an honorary director like you there, Renee.
Yay.
I mean, you guys are on this the same level, but no, Sherry spent many years on our board and Sherry, I know your time is very precious, so we appreciate every minute that you spend with us. In addition to running my town, she's also on the board of trustees at my alma mater, the University of Connecticut, and we're doing all right these days. We're doing pretty well up there. But thanks for being out here with us, Sherry.
Thanks, Jason, and you're doing such great work. Thank you for your commitment every day.
Bob Macken was here earlier today, and I told him I said Mayor and I are going to be out there, so we're going to stop by the tailgate on Saturday.
And then he was going to my house to fix my toilet.
Oh, very good. Okay, all right.
Husband couldn't.
That's good. I'm glad we did him first. I'm glad we had him first.
I hope you didn't make him late.
Well, if you need any help with a homeowner's loan or anything like that, Joe, we can figure that out. But listen, it's so great to have you here. I mean, we are collecting turkeys. I'm trying to get a final count. We just had 200 turkeys donated, so that's pretty exciting.
That is. I hope it's 202 because I carried two.
Yay!
All right.
Joe, what's it like seeing all these friends that you've seen for years come to this event, but come back this year, and some new faces too?
Well, I'm glad you said friends, because Sherry's not just the mayor; she's our mayor.
She is our mayor.
We're both completely biased. Jason and I are residents in West Hartford, and Sherry knows the issue of food insecurity. And people, you know, when they think of West Hartford, they might not think that it affects a town like West Hartford or Avon or Farmington. But what we've seen over the past 18 months, it affects everyone. And when we were doing the emergency food distribution at Rentschler Field, 70% of the people who were coming there hadn't ever been to a food pantry or a food bank. They never had the need. So it was first time that they were accessing that. Connecticut Food Share has 700 food pantry partners, and a number of them are in West Hartford because we have volunteers, because they have the infrastructure, and they have the partnership of government, and that's so important.
Well, Sherry will tell you, I mean, and West, we are, there is definitely a tremendous amount of wealth in parts of West Hartford, like there are in Connecticut, but there's also a tremendous amount of poverty, and people sometimes, they don't like to talk about that, and the great thing about our mayor is that she has no problem addressing it head on. So it's reality.
No, and we really do have to recognize it and understand the needs so we can meet them. Otherwise, we're not going to, you know, right? So, and there's nothing to be ashamed of in this, you know, when you go through hard times, whether it's a medical issue or a job loss or, you know, something that happens in your life, an elderly parent that needs care, whatever.
It's, and it can happen to anybody.
Anybody, anytime.
It can happen to anybody.
Exactly, exactly.
Anybody,
and that's like Joe was saying, and thank you to Bank of America for their incredible generosity and community support. We are so grateful to have you, and I'm really grateful to have you both in West Texas. Stars.
All right, it's Bank of America's Turkey Tuesday. We are collecting.
Yay.
We are having fun. We're going to get you a total our next conversation, but thank you for being here. Use hashtag Turkey Tuesday CT. Visit ctfoodshare.org/Turkey Tuesday, and just come out and support us. We'll see you in here until 3 o'clock.